We hear a voice behind the wall. Saul had a voice. After the light came, you will hear a voice. As God's word comes now again, God will give you a voice to show you the step to take for that situation in the name of Jesus. Will you please rise up on your feet and lift up your voice and pray, Lord, open my spiritual ears to hear the voice of direction, the voice showing me the wisdom step to take concerning that seemingly dead or dying situation of my life. Are you sure God can hear your voice? Lift up your voice and speak forth. Lord, open my spiritual ears. Open my spiritual ears. Open my spiritual ears to hear a voice, Lord, from your word that is coming forth again. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. The loudest amen of expectation. Well, bringing the next word this morning, it's my privilege to invite God's servant, our father in faith, the apostle over this liberation commission, our father, as he brings forth a word. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you have been thoroughly blessed through the last three word sessions in this hour of visitation, if God has reached out to you in one way or another, please lift up your hands and give him thanks. You can't retain any blessing without being thankful. His blessing cannot multiply without thankfulness. Give him thanks for light. Give him thanks for light. And give him thanks for light. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. The voice of the Lord is the voice of wisdom. Shall I go up? Go up. The voice. I shall surely deliver the feelings into your hand. That's why everybody's spiritual ears need to be opened. No guesswork. No guesswork. My sheep know my voice. So it's your right and my right to assess his voice. And they follow me. My ways are higher than your ways. So you have to hear my voice to know my way or my ways, and then you follow. Is deaf of my servant and blind as my messenger have sent. Spiritual deafness and blindness are deadly plagues. They are deadly plagues. You can't get as far beyond what you can see. Now you can't see, so you can't get anywhere. Who gave his ear to his servant? Is it not the Lord? Because they refuse to follow him in the way. Why? They can't hear. Isaiah 42, 18 to 25. In the precious name of Jesus, with all my heart and all the faith I can muster, I decree the opening of everyone's spiritual eyes and spiritual ears. No one among us will suffer the plague of spiritual blindness and spiritual deafness anymore. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, ears be opened now. Eyes be opened now. That shall be the testimony of everyone that came for this spiritual feast. You will testify you started hearing God clearly after Shiloh 2024. That shall be your testimony. Do I have a witness in the house? God's voice is real. Is God still speaking today? You will hear him. The light from heaven is real. Is God still shedding light today? You won't miss it. Everybody's spiritual sight is declared restored. Everyone's spiritual ear is declared restored. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. Without any doubt, God's word has been going forth. And its purpose is to change our world. As we behold him as in a glass, we are changed. You can't change the truth, but the truth has come to change anybody who cares to apply. No one can change the truth. You can't edit it. You can't review it. We can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. It's a take it or leave it asset. You can't devalue it. You can't twist or switch your case. But the truth has unlimited power to change anybody's story. Many, many stories have been changed here. By applying themselves to the truth of heaven's wisdom. So much has been said. I mean, there's almost nothing to say this morning. We have been heavily visited. If you allow what you hear to change you, don't get angry with them. Let them change you. And they will change you. You are living here to go and take charge. And you never lose charge again. You are living here to go and take charge. And you never lose charge again. We are going to be looking at a very interesting subject in this last segment. Engaging two vital covenant channels to the wisdom from above. If you don't get on the correct frequency on your radio set, you can't read the news. There are two vital covenant channels to accessing the wisdom from above. Please listen. The first is the love channel. The love channel. No one's access will ever go beyond his love for God. His love for God. I've called you no more servants, but friends. Because the servant does not know what his master does. But I've called you friend because all I've heard of my father, all may do not to you. All of us. So the stronger our love for God, the greater our access to the treasure of wisdom from above. We are in the record, generational record breaking era of the church. And the word says, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, doesn't enter into the heart of any man what God has in store for them that love him. But God has revealed them to them that love him by his spirit. For the spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God, accessible by them that love him. By them that love him. Only your real friend can share your confidentialities. Not just anybody in your neighborhood. Many of us are here today. Some came from various countries. Your neighbor didn't know where you went. He thought you went to work because you are not in a relationship. You don't owe him any confidential report or information. It's the same thing with Jesus. You can be in the same church and have no access at all. No access at all. We need to tune our radio on the right frequency. The access is forever open to his lovers. Shall I do this thing and not tell my friend Abraham? No way. Abraham, come. I'm going to destroy Sodom. These are the things they have done. He wasn't living in Sodom. But his friendship entitled him to God's agenda. There are many things you are struggling with without knowing how to connect. The wisdom of God is exclusive preserve of his lovers. Of his lovers. The witness. What I was looking for. What did I come back with? The voice. What I saw in that book, sir, is that the Holy Spirit guides, and he guides by his voice. And he guided me the same day. Same day. I was looking for God. He gave me what I would need for life. 1976, I was 22 years old. I read that book in one sitting, and I was eager to share with my friends, so I went out to check on them, and I couldn't find where they were. They are left where I need them to be. I said, Holy Spirit, I don't want to ask anybody in this town. Guide me by yourself. It became my GPS. Raw. Go forward. I went forward. Go to a T-junction. Where do I go from here? Make a left. That gorgeous voice, I'm still hearing it today. My heart for Jesus gave me access to his voice. Not going to come and leave me to the business I'm going to do. You are wasting time. Have a heart for Jesus. Have a heart for Jesus. Have a heart for Jesus. Somebody's making ground here. Eyes have not seen. God's lovers are ordained generational record breakers. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. It hasn't entered the heart of any man what I have in stock for them that love me, but I have ordained my spirit to reveal it to them. My deep things, so they can soar the highest height in life. Abraham, the friend of God, has uncheckered access to his direction at every point in time until he came under his warm blessing over his generations. And we're part of that generation of Abraham. Can I hear your amen? You say, Abraham, come here. Walk before me and be perfect. And I have my covenant with you. And this is what will make it happen. Circumcise every male born in your house. A male born, I'm also a male. He began with himself. Now take yourself, your only son Isaac. Very harsh commandment. He had it. He was a man in love with Jesus, with God. And God kept leading him all the way. From this time, no one here will miss his steps anymore. By yielding yourself in genuine love with Jesus. Yielding yourself in genuine love with Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's your turn. It's your turn. David was a man said to be a man with a heart for God. A man with a heart for God. And now the Bible describes him as smart as an angel of God. 2 Samuel 14:20. A heart for God gives us unchecked access to the wisdom of God. Unchecked access. 1 Samuel 13:14. I found a man after my own heart. A man with a heart for me. A man with a heart for me. A man with a heart for me. You can't have a heart for God and not make your mark. You can't have a heart for God and not make your marks. I declare the days of struggle come to an end in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's why the enemy knows where our strength is and he has launched an attack to stop the way against us. For in the end time, the love of many for God shall wax cold. Matthew 24 verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 5. Men shall be lovers of themselves. Lovers of themselves. Now, these two things are very clean in the body of Christ today. The love of God is hardly taken serious. But you will break through. You go up. You go. Amen. Amen. When God is out of the question of a man's life, the end result is frustration. For without me, you can do nothing. With God as the constant of your life, all challenges becomes a walkover. A walkover. A walkover. A walkover. People might pity me in the beginning days of this ministry. I didn't pity myself. I was having a nice time. All I need is all I have. I need Jesus. And I have Jesus. And I'm jealously guarding his place in my life. Please wake up. Don't ever get God out of the equation of your life. Let him become the constant of your complex adventure. It will become a walkover, a walkover, a walkover, a walkover. Is the way it works? If you check it very well, everything anchors on love to be valuable. Though I speak the songs of men of angels, I have no charity. I'm like a silent cymbal. I'm a noise maker. So I have all knowledge and understand all mysteries and have no love. Zero. So look at the place of love. Is God's eternal covenant constant for any Christian's adventure? Everything depends on love to be valuable. Not I love your wife loves you. Your love for God. Your love, people have made some funny, funny things out of the truth. Your love for God. Your love for, you can't love God and not love those around you. You can't love God and hate your wife. Your love for God rules every aspect of your life. God will always share his heart with his lovers. God will always share his heart with his lovers. God will always share his heart with his lovers. God will always share his heart with his lovers. And you are the one God is talking about. May no one here become a victim of his or her love waxing cold towards God. May you not be a lover of yourself above your being a lover of God. When we are loved, we dwell in God and God dwells in us. 1 John 4:16. God, whose ways are higher than our ways and is not than our thoughts, now dwells in us. So we have natural access to these highways of heaven that other believers without a heart for God don't have. It doesn't dwell with you and in you because you're a believer. But 1 John 4:16 establishes the conditions to dwell in God and God in you. And as we have known and believed in the love of God, God is love. And he that dwells in love for God, he dwells in God and God in him. So the fountain of wisdom resides in him. Can I hear your amen? Just two names. Prove it and you will know that the Lord is good. Just prove it and you will know that the Lord is good. We are told love is as strong as death. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 and verse 6. Daniel would prefer to die than to lose his love for God. And so he lived. Because what dwells in him cannot be eaten. He that dwells in genuine love for me dwells in me and I in him. So he entered the den of lion wearing God on the outside and having God on the inside. So he became uneatable. Lions can't feed on spirit. And God is a spirit. And now Daniel is wearing the spirit. And at the same time, the spirit is dwelling in him. So you can't even reach him to destroy him. Those three Hebrew boys, did they enter the place as Hebrew boys were? They entered that spirit. God was in them. They were in God, and God was in them. So the fire could not burn them. Their body was yielded or shielded from being consumed by fire. Seeing love behind that mystery, that's what made their faith to work. Because faith works by love. Faith works by love. Sir, that is the first and the great commandment that puts a believer in command of the affairs of life. My son, give me your heart. And let your eyes observe my way. Give me your heart. All this trouble you are going about, give me your heart. I signed off my heart for Jesus in 1976. I've not had one day regret, sir. One day regret. One, no games. No skeleton in the cupboard. One day regret. I've not had one day. You better sign off today. Sign off today, my friend. Sign off today. It is our love for God that puts us in command of the affairs of life. Sign up. He must be Lord of all or not Lord at all. That was my verdict. And I signed it. And she signed. And since he's been Lord of my life, sir, I've been having a nice ride. A nice ride. Were you channeling? Plenty of it. They all step ways forward. Glory to God. Somebody's breaking forth. Now, Solomon's journey began, and Solomon loved the Lord. He was decked with wisdom that conquered the world of his days without shooting a gun, without having a weapon like we're told in the last stages. He conquered the world. All the kings of the earth, all the kings of the earth came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. The journey began with, and Solomon loved the Lord. 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 And when he demanded for wisdom, he said, and the thing pleased God. Because you're already on the platform. I'm already committed to you before you said it. Now be decked with wisdom. And 1 Kings 4, verse 29. And God gave Solomon wisdom. As much as the son of his teacher. And lightning of heart. And he spoke 1,005 proverbs, with 1,005 and 500 songs. He spoke of trees and of all kinds of things. And all the kings of the earth, verse 34, came behind the wisdom of Solomon. The queen of Sheba came and said, half was not told him. It was too much. Solomon delayed. No one here would delay. No one here would delay. But the journey began with Solomon loved the Lord. You flow naturally in divine wisdom with genuine love for God. Amen. When God bears his secret to you, it makes a star of you. It makes what? It makes a star of you. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. Daniel 12 and verse 3. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, whatever is attacking your love for God, I command it to cease right now. Amen. 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 Can I tell you what? I have said it before here. Whatever God cannot do in my life, let it remain undone. Don't harass me. Don't harass me, my friend. I don't know what to carry. Whatever my God cannot do, let it remain undone. Whatever my God cannot give me, I never have it. Whatever I can't take me to me, I never get there. I've arrived at a final bus stop, and God knows in my heart I'm not going anywhere else. You better get to a point where God can satisfy your heart. Where it is. My son, give me your heart. And let your eyes observe my sins. That's the only way to get there. If we go to this point, sir, without depending on any mortal man in this ministry, since the beginning, not that we stopped, God can take you anywhere. Can I tell you what? I've never prayed for wages to be paid in my life. Oh God. Somebody's going somewhere. Because I see generational record breakers in this convention. Shiloh 2024 will bat generational record breakers. In ministry, in industry, in commerce, in agriculture. Name it. It's the many-sided wisdom of God. In all these innumerable aspects, covering all areas, and infinite varieties. It works. But the love channel is a vital channel for the flow. Stay in love and flow in wisdom. Stay in love with Jesus and flow in wisdom. Stay in love and flow in wisdom. Can I tell you what? God has never done me any wrong. You know, love is blind, they say. But in the kingdom, love is dead. Love is what? Love is blind in the world. But in the kingdom, love is dead. Love is dead. We never had honeymoon. I was running after God. And I was married before. Love is dead. Dead. And it makes men live.
Mm. Hallelujah.
You can't be in love and not end up a wonder. And not end up a wonder to your world. If you can't kill God, you can't kill love. You can't kill God, you can't kill love. Forget about your enemies. You will need to kill God. Also, when you are in love, you are dwelling in God, and God is dwelling in you. Double see. Somebody should change it. The stone Paul dead. And go back. He was lost in the sea for one night. He got back. You can't kill love. You can't kill love. Please grow in your love for God. Grow in you are too much after things. Grow in your love for God. You be commander of things. Grow in your love. I said Paul was beaten 3 times with rods. Abba, just got only one. Yet he didn't die. He was lost in the sea overnight. He came back and went to his mission. They stoned him and dragged him out of town for dead. He jacked back. How about what? He said, I don't know what to choose. Whether to go or to stay. I'm very confident I will stay because of you. He was toying with death like Ludo. Toying with death. You can't kill off. Show me a true love of Jesus. You can't destroy him. You can't destroy a true lover of Jesus. He will destroy anybody for them. Let my son go that may serve me. Don't let him go. I'll kill your son for free. I'm committed. I have a vow to keep my son. When you're in love, God has a vow in your life. Forget about any devil. Forget about the quality powers. I live in the midst of them. That's the challenge. It gets you ever smarter than your enemies. Ever smarter. When they are planning, it shows you. Amen. Before they finish the plan, they have destroyed it. And they won't ask you, just see what they are planning, but I take care of it, relax. You know what that means? Everyone who will allow God's love to rule their life, the harassment of untimely death is swallowed up in victory. The last assault of death in anyone's family today marks the end of it. The love channel is a capital channel for the flow of divine wisdom. It is God who has shown us light. In his light shall we see light. And we are now dwelling in that God. And God is dwelling in you. You can't run out of light. Because God is light. 1 John 1:5. So you are a spiritual illuminant. The powers of darkness just clear the way for you on their own accord. That shall be your experience from now. Light comes in, darkness flees. Is the God only wise? He said, I'm the Lord, I change not. Now he dwells in you. You can't run out of wisdom. Just jealously keep him there. Just jealously guard his presence there. And you keep smiling all your days. That shall be your experience. When one is born again, Christ, who is the wisdom and power of God, now dwells in him. 1 Corinthians 2:24, we have been told that today. Revelation 3:20, I stand at the door and knock, you will come in. Open door, I will come in. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. There's no shame in your future. There is no shame in your future. I said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is no shame in your future. As long as Christ remains in you, your glorious destiny is established. And the wise shall inherit what?
Glory.
So wisdom keeps springing forth in you because Christ, the wisdom and the power of God now dwells in you through the mystery of redemption. Who shall separate us from the love of God as in Christ Jesus? Paul said. And it's so clear. It was flowing in unusual wisdom. Peter said, according to the wisdom God gave our brother Paul, it was clear. How did he get it? Romans 8:35-39. Who shall separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus? In all this, we are more than conquerors. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. So it was flowing an unusual dimension of wisdom. Over half of the New Testament was written by him. Unusual insight that sprang up out of his love for Jesus. For Jesus. Not make them see me kind of service. For Jesus. Somebody's breaking forth. You are the one, let me hear your loudest. Amen. When we are baptized in the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God now dwells in us. And we are told that session is the Spirit of wisdom and power. The Spirit of knowledge, of counsel, of understanding, of wisdom, and of the fear of the Lord. The five of them have to do with wisdom. Then you find the Spirit of the Lord, which is spiritual might, and might, which is physical might. So you have two for might, five for wisdom. So the Holy Ghost is not just about speaking in tongues. It helps to fire up the gift of wisdom in us. I see that happening now. You are going places. You are going places. All of these demands the love of God to assess. For instance, it says, but we must beware of grieving the Holy Spirit, or we quench him. Beware of grieving the Holy Spirit, or to quench him. Ephesians 4:30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Quench not the Spirit. Verse 22 of it, 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Abstain from all appearances of evil is one way to quench him. How can I do this thing and sin against God? It's a way to keep it flowing. Please check back on 1 Corinthians 13 and 1 to 13. You see how powerful the wisdom channel is. I mean, the love channel is. He said in verse 8, alarmingly, love or charity never fails. Never. Nor shall not. Never. It has no capacity to fail. Never. Every genuine love for God empowers you to be above all situations and circumstances of life. It empowers the believer to be above all situations and circumstances of life. Please get into true love with Jesus. You'll be amazed at the wonders that your life will start springing. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. Something is breaking forth in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, the secret of the Lord is within a fear him, and he will show them his covenant. The fear of God in the Old Testament is the love of God in the New Testament. Because love is the fulfillment of the law. When you are in love, you have fulfilled the law. It places a check on your life and sets boundaries around your life. When you are in love with Jesus, it sets boundaries around your life. It places a check on your life. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Love is the fulfilling of the law. When you are in love, you have fulfilled the law, Because the priest says, check on your life to keep desiring things that please God only. Things that please God only. Things that please God only. I can tell you this, the world will start fearing you from now. The world will start fearing you from now. The world will start fearing you from now. Channel number two for the time we have is the channel of meekness. Meekness. Psalm 25 and verse 9. The meek will he teach in the way they shall choose. The meek will he teach. The meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he guide in judgment. And the meek will he teach his way. The meek. One man that went beyond the shadows was Moses. The Bible records he was very meek above all men that were on the face of the earth. So God confided in Moses the stage by stage creation of the world. Moses was not a medical person. He delivered all the hygiene laws through Moses. Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, Deuteronomy. Five books that set the stage for God's visitation with man was delivered to this Moses. Qualification, he was very meek. Numbers 12 and verse 3. Now the man was very meek above all people that dwell on the earth. Now the man was also meek, very meek, above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Above all. So he revealed to him, above all. Above all. All scientists of known have come to agree on the validity of the creation story. All. Some few ones that are offside. They are so insignificant. I told you the other time, 64% of all Nobel science, well, Nobel laureates in the sciences are professing Christians. Professing Christians. Everybody has come to understand that what God delivered to Moses was the truth and nothing but the truth. Something is breaking forth. Very meek. Above all men that were on the face of the earth. Jesus came around and said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So the meek have the destiny of global impact, generational impact, meekness, is one vital channel for assessing the wisdom from above. Meekness. Christ came around and said, I am meek and lowly in heart. And it's called the wisdom and the power of God. Meekness. The prophet said, Lord, your God said to you like unto me, him shall you hear no other, I will say it unto you. Meekness. Moses, meekness. The type of Moses called Jesus, meekness. We'll be limited in impact without it. We'll be limited in impact without it. I told our co-workers, our co-ministers yesterday, I said, listen, we are all in the school of wisdom. There is no graduate here among us. I'm only learning more of God to be better in my work with God. You see, we're all in school. One of my sons told me, since he heard from me, that you must have a takeaway from every service. Every pastor should have a takeaway from every service. You are the preacher. What is God teaching you from this message that you are sweating? That's why it's working for members and not working for some pastors. Working for, but what you teach is working for them because you didn't know God is teaching you too. So you need to pray. What of you? We need to pray, brethren. We need to study, brethren. We need to secure our place in God, brethren. That is the need for we now. We. That's so important. Can I tell you this? There is no master here. There's no master here. I'm busy taking my note. There's no master here. We are all learning to be better by the day. Let's commit to it. It takes meekness to sustain impact. It takes meekness to expand impact. The day you own it, you lose it. Blessed are the meek. Jean Helia. Ahitophel could not believe that his house can be dislodged by anybody. He went and hanged himself. What a wise man. They didn't take your counsel for the first time. You went and hanged yourself. Because it was the wisdom bank in his sight. It's God who gave you wisdom. He withdrew it straight. It turned to foolishness. When pride came in, it turned to foolishness. I see generational record breakers rising from here. You are one of them. Let me hear your loudest amen. 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 I don't leave church before putting down my note from the services. This is what I have taught. This is what Jesus taught me as I was teaching that. 1, 2, 3, 4. I cannot go and expand it when I get home. For blessed are the meek, for they shall what? Inherit. Get enlisted in this army of addicted lovers of God and men of a meek spirit. Get enlisted in this army. There shall be no limit to your expansion and impact in your ministries, in your industry, in your business, in your career. There'll be no limit. There'll be no limit. There'll be no limit. So welcome to your era of no limits. 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 In the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift up your right hand, everybody, and give God thanks. In Jesus' name, give the Lord a big hand of praise. We are going to pray in a moment as we round up in this segment. Every reaction against the reproof of scriptures is pride. And it places a limit on your destiny and my destiny. Every reaction against the correction of scriptures. And you have your own Bible. So it's not that somebody brought it from somewhere. Any reaction against correction is arrogance. It's arrogance. Taking your position against instructions of scriptures is pride. It's pride. If you want to be part of those who inherit the earth in terms of impact, please come down. Come down. Ora Robert's mother told him, Ora, stay small in your own eyes. 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 Stay small. Stay small in your own eyes. The smaller you are in your own eyes, the greater your destiny becomes. Stay small in your own eyes. Don't let the applause of people delay you. Stay small in your own eyes. Life is in phases. Men are in sizes. Keep pace with God's agenda for your life. You don't lose your peace. Keep pace. Let him take you on by himself. Amen. I said to Jesus, whatever you will give me that won't let your hand reach me, please obey. Give it to somebody else. Whatever you take me to, and I can't hear your voice again, please, I don't want. I know fit. I know fit. Keep it. Keep it. You get to a meeting and say, God will let you know I'm here. Okay, for what? And not greet anybody around. And they don't have a seat for you in front. So what's the problem? Why? Come down. Then God will take you up. Jesus made himself of what? No reputation. To compare himself what? The form of a servant. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God has also highly exalted him. You are the one God is talking to. You are going up. You are going above the shadows. You are scaling new heights. But make yourself of no reputation. Say, let this man be in you. In Christ Jesus. Make yourself of no reputation. Become obedient unto the word of God, no matter how deadly it might be. And watch him taking you up. No one will go up and crash again. From this time on, it shall be up and up and up for you. Stand to your feet, everybody. You get these two channels clear, there will always be connectivity. There will always be what? There will always be connectivity. There will always be a flow of the fountain of wisdom that is deposited in you and me. Please lift up your two hands. Ask God for a fresh baptism of the Spirit of love. Would you do that? Ask God for a fresh baptism of the Spirit of love. He has not given us the spirit of fear unto bondage, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Lord, endue me afresh with the spirit of love for you and the interest of your kingdom as a lifestyle. Endue me, Jesus, afresh with the spirit of love for you and the interest of your kingdom as a lifestyle. Lord, deck me with an ornament of meekness like I never knew before. Jesus, by the Holy Ghost, take my meekness to another level from this time. Take my meekness to another level from this time. Take my meekness to another level from this time. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. One of my mentors that's been engraced by God, has imparted the word in no mistakable terms. One day the Lord brought him into my study room on a screen. One, he brought the first one, he said, "Pastor, your minister, that is one." He brought the second one on the screen, live. I was in my study room. He said, "Look at him. It's not his prayer or fasting that made him, but his meekness." I called him. I said, "Sir, God just show me your secret now." He said, "What is it?" I told him, "It's my." He said, "To God be the glory." Some men don't go far. Some men don't go far with God. He gives strength to the weak. He gives strength to the weak. I know my son was talking about the area of his grace, area of his strength. I said, "I don't have any area of strength too. I have area of grace."
Hallelujah.
I don't have any area of strength. I have area of grace. Because the battle is not to the strong, neither yet the race to the swift. I don't have area of strength. I have area of grace. Plenty of areas of grace. Areas of grace. You don't have strength. Oh, this is my skill, my skill. That's what's killing you. Amen. Yet not favor to the skillful. Ecclesiastes 9:11. Our walk with God is what determines overall happenings and events in our lives. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, any other thing you lean on that's limiting your life, I decree your freedom from it. Now, here is somebody with a PhD in psychology, and you are beating your wife. Where's your psychology? Psychology, you have to counsel other people not to beat their wife. You are now the one showing them how to beat. Where is the psychology? There is no life in it. There is no life in this other dimension of knowledge, but in Christ. They that love me love life. They love life. It offers life. In the precious name of Jesus, the end has come to all areas of struggles in your life. Now, I'll drop this and then I leave. When I signed off to make Jesus my reason for living, I wasn't called to ministry. So don't mistake me for I wasn't called to ministry and I wasn't aspiring to go to ministry. I wasn't called to ministry and I was not thinking of going to ministry. No. No. But listen to me. I said to Jesus, before I had my first bank account, "If you ever bless me, I'll be part of building you churches." I didn't have any bank account. I don't have a house or land. But God saw my heart. You need a heart for Jesus. The heart for Jesus. You need a heart for Jesus. I was holding crusades from village to village, hunting for souls without any mandate. Just that somebody is saved. You need a heart for Jesus. You need a heart for Jesus. Everybody needs a heart for Jesus. And you need to jealously maintain that heart so it doesn't turn its back on you. Samson never knew when his spirit left him. He quenched him. He's been grieving him over time, but he finally quenched him. And he was turned to a mockery. Solomon was a celebrity, a global celebrity, but he lost heart. He quenched his spirit and became another one. You won't lose your place.
Yes.
I won't lose my place. Lift
yes.
up your two hands. Lord, I just need your spirit to fire up my heart for you this morning in dimensions I never knew before. I need that. And engrace me to jealously keep this treasure and not grieve and quench this deposit in my life. It's done. It's done. It's done. In Jesus' precious name. As you put the things taught today in this hour of visitation to work, from the word 1 to 2 to 3 to this last one. Watch out for a new dawn in your life. A new dawn in your family. A new dawn in your business and career. Grace to embrace corrections when it corrects you and me will receive it now. Grace to tremble at its reproof and make the correct turn. May each one receive it today. September 17, 1983, after a gorgeous commissioning service, I'm praying for that one, I went to Jaws. I went to say thank you to Jesus. He said, wait a minute, come. It was not me you had that you were going to Jaws, you had yourself. Everybody gather today. What do I do? Stay here. Against all assaults, this man is confused. This man doesn't know where he's going. I couldn't even hear it. The address was written on the program. Address written. He said, no, you didn't hear me. I was on my way preparing to go to U.S. He said, it's not me. The thing you are looking for does not come from abroad, but from above. You are not going to America. It will not affect you. To be corrected and be delighted to embrace it, we need that grace. We need that grace. We need that grace. We came to Canaan under very severe and rough correction. I've been shouting on the road, this can't be the place. Never, never. This, are we farming? He waited for me to waste all my language. And when we came there and I said, shall we pray and give God thanks? This is the place. Shut up. As the leader, I had the right to defend my reputation. As a man who claimed to walk in the spirit, I had the right to defend my reputation. But I sold off. I said, God just told me now this is a place. If I said, Baba, wait, Baba. What kind of man is he? That is embracing correction with delight. There are some on the wrong roads, and no matter who tells them, when God himself comes down, they won't listen. They won't digest. I'm going there. I'm a man of my word. My wife knows me for time. When I speak something, that's what I do. I've never one day withdrawn my word. Okay. Rule your word. I've withdrawn my word several times. Several times. In the name of Jesus, grace to be delighted with his corrections, receive it today. The still small voice is still on across the globe on this Shiloh ground. Try to package yourself to assess the still small voice. The noise these days is too much. You need the access to the still small voice. Only the steel can access it. The shouting is too much. You need some time. So spend any moment you have to connect with the still small voice. You'll be glad you did. Lift up those hands and give God thanks. Give him praise, everybody. No one like our God. Thank you, Jesus, for all the blessings through the teachings today. We return the glory to you. Lord, we fill every vessel you have used with fresh oil. Let the impact of what was discharged remain with us for life. And let your name alone be glorified for it. Let no man return from Shiloh without a story of glory to tell. Let each one's wisdom level rise to higher levels. No more losing battles in your journey. You have encountered the ever-winning wisdom of God here. You keep winning all through your life. and so shall it be. Lift up your hands and give God thanks.